USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Efforts to recover the debris from three unidentified objects shot down in North American airspace over the weekend are underway, but it's not an easy process, according to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
The objects in Alaska and Canada are in pretty remote terrain, ice and wilderness, all of that making it difficult to find them in winter weather. The object over Lake Huron now lies in what is probably very deep water.
He said officials are still trying to figure out what they are, where they came from, and what are their capabilities. He did say they weren't the same as a Chinese surveillance balloon that moved across the U.S. earlier this month. And while we still don't know what those objects are, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says we know what they aren't.
There is no indication of aliens or extraterrestrial activity with these recent takedowns.
The death toll from the earthquakes in Turkey and Syria has topped 35,000. The death toll rising as aid from countries like the United States arrives. The U.S. Air Force has brought in nearly 6,000 tons of equipment and aid since the disaster hit. A report looking into potential criminal activity by former President Trump during the 2020 election won't be completely published yet in Georgia. It's according to a judge's ruling. However, Judge Robert McBurney said parts of it will be released this Thursday. The introduction and conclusion will be among the portions that are published. The latest survey of consumer expectations released by the New York Federal Reserve finds that Americans expect inflation to hold steady. According to the survey, Americans expect inflation to remain at January's 5% through at least next January. And it could be another stormy week for millions of Americans. While Arizona and Colorado deal with various forms of precipitation today, a new storm system coming later this week may be cause for concern. Denver is set to get hit with snow on Wednesday, while southern states could be in for some severe weather, with Dallas, Little Rock, and Memphis under the gun. This is USA News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Federal rules may be coming aimed at some airline fees. Senator Ed Markey reintroducing the Families Fly Together Act. The measure would stop airlines from charging seat selection fees to parents traveling with their children. The bill would also allow families to sit together without having to pay a higher price to do so. President Biden firing the architect of the Capitol after allegations that he misused government property. An inspector general report accused J. Brett Blanton of wasting taxpayer money by taking a government vehicle on out-of-town personal trips and letting his family drive it. Bipartisan calls for his firing from Congress also erupted. Patrick Mahomes gets his second Super Bowl MVP.
Patrick Mahomes is the Super Bowl MVP once again. Mahomes was awarded Most Valuable Player of the Big Game after completing 21 of 27 passes for 187 yards and 3 touchdowns in Kansas City's 38-35 victory over the Philadelphia Eagles. He says the team came together during the halftime break.
We just challenged each other, man, to leave everything out there. And I don't want to say we played tight in the first half, but you didn't see that same joy that we play with. And I wanted guys to just know that everything we worked for is for this moment. You have to enjoy this moment. You can't let the moment overtake you.
Mahomes talked about re-aggravating his ankle injury.
A lot of soreness going through into halftime, and was able to move it around, kind of get taped up a little bit and go out there in that second half. And it didn't feel good, but I was going to leave it all out there, and I'm glad it was enough for the win.
I'm Julio Flores.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.